Hi everyone, welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Hope you've had an amazing week and welcome to Friday. Friday, the golden child of the weekdays, the superhero of the work week, the welcome wagon to the weekend. Friday is great because it's a day we can reflect on an awesome week that was. For those not on shift, it also ushers in the weekend where we don't have to worry about work or school. Here's to a fabulous Friday and I hope you all enjoy an awesome weekend filled with whatever you dare to do. Today, here on the show, we're talking about work-life balance. What balance? Oh, wait, do you mean when everything works smoothly and there's no stress whatsoever? People you deal with on a daily basis are 50% helpful and proactive, and the rest is inversely proportional, evening things out. Yeah? No? That does not exist. But I got my own balance, though, which means that despite then ups and downs and the sudden changes of plan, the boat keeps sailing and I'm going with the flow. Therefore, balance for me, my work, my business, means to simply keep moving forward. COVID-19 has taken a lot of people I know out of balance, for instance, because they used to have a routine, to follow a schedule, to repeat the same ritual, being super effective, profitable and successful, and then bam, the world has changed both inside and out, and it was sad to witness them hesitate and tremble on a daily basis. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries, and I tell you how it is. Today is episode 12, all about work-life balance, the Weybridge. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the glow-getter. My background is I'm no stranger to wearing high-vis workwear, getting down and dirty in the grease and the coal dust. My passion and purpose is to reinforce confidence, support and encourage more women to kick off their heels and tap into their steel caps and to consider pursuing non-traditional roles and careers as I share my knowledge, career experiences and understanding of these varied industries. So here we are on the radio show, and I'm really excited to be sharing some know-how and insights. Good morning to all the listeners across Australia and a very pleasant good afternoon to our listeners over in the US. I hope we can keep you in good company and provide you all with a little more valued insight into some much needed topics for women wanting to transition into these varied industry sectors. I'll also take this opportunity to say today's episode is brought to you by one of the show's sponsors, Kick-Ass Women. A huge shout out to all the women working out on track and on site today, all over the globe. Stay safe. And this might also be a good time to mention that the radio show does and may contain adult language. Let's get into it. Back to the show. Okay, let's do this. Work-life balance. Is there really such a thing? The quest for work-life balance has been ongoing for decades now, and yet very few can claim to have achieved it. It is no secret that overworked people suffer many health consequences. It can lead to health problems like high blood pressure, stroke, and other health challenges. It also harms our social lives. Our jobs take up vast amounts of time and our brain power. Also, we often define our stage of advancement in life based on career progression. This level of importance means we can never really disconnect from work. So, what is life balance? It is a state of equilibrium between our personal activities and our professional activities, a state where the demands of our jobs do not encroach into our other life roles. Work-life balance is about achieving a compromise between the need to work and to earn an income and the need to have a life outside of work. In today's workforce, every individual is on the hunt for the ideal role that ticks off all their wants and needs. Some may prioritise money over location or substance over a work environment, yet one of the crucial qualities that many workers crave is a healthy work-life balance. However, is work-life balance possible? Our jobs are central to our existence. They put food on the table. They give us a sense of accomplishment in life, and they help us find pursuits that we are passionate about. In an era where technology permeates every aspect of our lives, attaining balance in our lives looks even more difficult. We work on our laptops at home, we respond to work emails at the dinner table, and separating work from our personal lives is almost impossible. Despite this, many believe work-life balance is impossible. Balance means opposing forces are in perfect harmony, and that cannot describe the realistic picture of the relationship between life and work for most people. The issues of work-life balance is well known. Striking a healthy work-life balance is a difficult challenge, even in the best of times, but it is all the more daunting and necessary for those working in the mining and resources industry. The negative work-life balance created from working in these industries has the worst work-life interference, which is attributed to long hours, shift work, and extensive travel requirements. Shift workers are having a harder go than most. The negative impact these industries can have on workers' lives is the hours they work are very long for people who work shift work, and for extended periods can certainly have negative effects on their health. However, balance relies heavily on other factors, including the individual's age and status, marital status that is. These hours are not as negative for younger females or males just looking for money and only working in the industry for a set period of time. For those with a partner or a family who don't want to be working these long hours, shift work will have negative effects. There is a need to manage carefully around negative work-life interference and the impact on the body and family. The stresses placed on families due to long working hours and living in remote regional areas and fly-in, fly-out roles can be quite extreme. Is work-life balance a myth? Proponents of work-life balance will say a balanced prioritisation of our personal and professional commitments is possible. Still, many struggle to achieve that in the real world. The theory has good intentions, but it doesn't take the complexities of the real world into consideration. The way the modern workplace operates makes work-life balance a dream for most people. Technology makes it impossible to draw a line between our work and our home life. All of these make it evident that the application of the theory is a pipe dream for the vast majority of workers in our modern world. This begs the question, if we can't attain work-life balance and if overworking ourselves will lead to severe health consequences, what can we do? Challenges to achieving work-life balance. There are several factors can make it even more challenging and impossible. Elements like overbearing and managing difficult bosses, making overtime work a habit, an inflexible schedule, long commute to work, and many others. Many people find it tough to deal with these challenges and they could be setting themselves up for health problems in the future. Some of the significant obstacles to work-life integration are unhealthy commitment to your job at the expense of your personal life. There are some of us that prioritise our work over our personal lives by default. This approach largely stems from the idea that employers deem such employees to be more committed and valuable. This may be true in the short term, but over time, overworking yourself can lead to burnout, and this will severely impact work performance. While there is added pressure on families within these varied resource industries, there are practical ways and strategies to deal with any issues to help ensure that lucrative resource jobs don't jeopardise strong relationships with partners and children. Working away from home is a fact of life for a growing number of Australian families, as it is worldwide. It can be a positive experience so long as couples are very clear about goals and potential problems up front. Great communication is the absolute key, and finding a suitable balance between work and daily living is a challenge that all workers face. The ability to successfully combine work, family commitments and personal life is important for the well-being of all members in a household. Staying connected. Technology today has made it possible to stay connected to people when they are thousands of miles away from us. Staying in touch with your family and friends via Skype, Zoom, phone calls, texts and even letters will help you be there for your family emotionally when you're not there physically. In different employers, some employers simply don't care about the well-being of their employees. They leave the responsibility of figuring out a healthy work-life integration to their employees and pile more work on them. This approach is irresponsible and it can even have severe consequences for the employer when it is trying to recruit new talent. The vast majority of workers today are millennials, and they are a generation that considers a wide variety of factors, including a more balanced life before taking up a job. Employers can design flexible work arrangements that ensure employees can smoothly navigate their commitments to their jobs and their personal lives. The Darwinian concept that only the fittest survive shouldn't be an excuse to treat the industrial landscape as a battlefield where employees are the soldiers in the trenches. Companies can still compete effectively if they help their workers achieve work-life integration. They can set desired outcomes for employee tasks and give their staff the flexibility to decide when and how they will complete such tasks. Adequate support should also be provided when needed. When such measures are in place, employees can design schedules that enable them to effectively allocate time between their personal and work life. One aspect of their lives should not cannibalise the other. A career is wonderful, but you can't curl up with it on a cold night, as Marilyn Monroe said. Successfully combining work commitments with children requires a strong determination to making it work. And of course, practical assistance of a supportive family and friends network and the readily available assistance from reliable and resourceful professionals and organisations. Adding to the pressure, today's portable electronic devices have obliterated the line between work and home. Gone are the days when leaving the site, office or shop meant leaving our work behind. Today, employees are available to their employers, supervisors, co-workers and customers around the clock. Work-life balance is a broad concept, including proper prioritising between work, career ambition on one hand, and life, your family health, pleasure, leisure, and spiritual development on the other. A famous commencement speech made by a former president and CEO of one of the world's biggest global product enterprises paints a beautiful picture of why we strive for balance. And I'd like to share a most resonant piece out of that speech with you. Imagine a life as a game in which you're juggling some five balls in the air. You name them work, family, health, friends, and spirit. And you're keeping all of these in the air. You will soon understand that work is a rubber ball. If you drop it, it will bounce back. But the other four balls, family, health, friends, and spirit, are made of glass. If you drop one of these, they will be irrevocably scuffed, marked, nicked, damaged, or even shattered. They will never be the same. You must understand that and strive for balance in your life. Balance is not better time management, but better boundary management. Balance means making choices and enjoying those choices. Work-life balance also involves juggling workplace stress with the daily pressures of family, friends, and self. Everyone experiences stress at some stage in their life. Stress is not always bad. In small doses, it can help you perform under pressure and motivate you to do your best. But when you are constantly running in emergency mode, your mind and body pay the price. It is a way for us to know that something in our life is causing us concern and is affecting how we are thinking and feeling. Managing stress is about making a plan to be able to cope effectively with daily pressures. The ultimate goal is to strike a balance between life, work, relationships, relaxation, and fun. By doing this, you are more able to deal with daily stress triggers and meet these challenges head on. Stress is the trash of modern life. We all generate it, but if you don't dispose of it properly, it will pile up and overtake your life. However, it's also important to recognise the early warning signs of burnout, which is a continual state of physical and mental exhaustion. A state of burnout can cause employees to become disconnected from both work and home because they don't have enough energy to sustain both lives. Employees who feel unrecognised or dissatisfied at work can lead to burnout, and this type of exhaustion at work can be a health and safety hazard. Maintaining a work-life balance is not a static goal. It means that you have to have flexibility to continually shift when necessary, so you can cope with unexpected challenges that life brings us on a regular basis. When we have too many balls getting thrown and spinning in the air, that require energy, time, and other internal resources, we head into burnout. Having a balance will help prevent burnout, excessive anxiety, depression, and stress-related health problems. A balanced life is not a perfect life, but it will steer you towards a better life. Yet while the subject of balance remains an important issue for many, it isn't always the easiest to find. We all fundamentally understand that making time for the things that matter in life is important. But demanding careers often send us down the path of total imbalance. Striving for healthy habits and discipline in certain areas, such as actually scheduling time for family to ensure that it happens, is the key. It doesn't matter what your work-life balance looks like, as long as it meets the needs of you and your family. Okay, we're going to take a little break now. Enjoy the tune, and I'll be back with you soon. Okay, so I hope you enjoy the tune. How to achieve work-life balance. We have already dispensed with the idea that work-life balance is unrealistic for everyone. But creating a harmonious, balanced life is vital to our health and our psychological well-being. So here are some strategies to help you achieve it. Firstly, we need to set clear boundaries between your work time and your time to unplug. So I'm not saying you shouldn't bring your work home. That is impossible for the vast majority of workers. However, you must determine when it is time to work and when it is time to stop working. You can consider using separate computers and phones for your personal life and your work if you work in that environment. Late at night, during holidays or vacations and weekends are not ideal times to be dealing with work-related emails or issues. When your job demands extra commitment from you, you should provide it, but this should never become a daily occurrence. The core concept behind work-life balance is to allocate your efforts based on the area of your life that needs it the most at that particular point in time. When your job takes over your entire life, then you don't have work-life balance. What you have is work dominance. You should let your colleagues and your bosses know the boundaries beyond which you will not allow work to intrude into your personal life. This creates clarity, and they should ideally respect your workplace limits. Your health must always come first. Overtime work will indeed happen from time to time, but such commitment must never be honoured if it poses a risk to your health. Your health must always come first, and everything else is secondary. Make out time for your loved ones and go on holidays or vacations or staycations. Your job will keep you busy, but it shouldn't be at the expense of your personal relationships. We all want to succeed professionally, but our emotional well-being is just as crucial to our happiness. When workers feel a greater sense of control and ownership over their own lives, they tend to have a better relationship with their employers and are able to leave work issues at work and home issues at home. Balanced employees tend to feel more motivated and less stressed out at work. Achieving the equilibrium between work and leisure can see employees and their employers reap many rewards, including greater productivity levels and time management. You should also create time to get away from it all. A two-week trip to an exotic locality in your local state or out of state, whenever we can travel, within the realm of possibility for everyone. And that's why a staycation is another alternative. And taking periodic breaks from work will give you the time to recharge mentally and physically, and this will benefit your productivity at work. For me, one of the most important things is spending time with my husband. He also works on a roster and away from home for periods of time, managing his business. This means we spend as much time together sharing the workload at home, when we can, exercise together, bike riding, walking, short getaways, or a road day trip. It's one of our favourites. So with lunch or dinner out and about, and also socialising with friends and family. Self-care is not an indulgence. It is a discipline, and I am a big believer and doer in promoting self-care. I treat myself to my 6 weekly hair and facial and pedi sessions This is part of my relaxation, reset and refresh therapies, which go hand in hand for a healthy mindset. I have access to an amazing pool of professional beauty bombshells and award-winning hairstylists that value and appreciate my me time and ensure that I always leave their salons sated and satisfied. Don't aim for work-life balance. Aim for work-life fulfillment. So work often takes a larger than life size in our lives. We seek professional success at the expense of our own well-being. However, it's in our best interest to create a harmonious work-life balance or work-life integration. Not only will it better our physical and mental well-being, but it also helps our career.
Hey, Glowgetters. Did you know that Jo Sainsbury is a published author for her book, High Heels to High Viz, and has been named an Amazon number one bestseller? Telling the story about Jo's transition from the corporate sector into industry, High Heels to High Viz acts as a guide for women who are considering a non-traditional role and career. High Heels to High Viz is available for purchase online at all leading bookstores, including Amazon, Dimex, Waterstones and eBay.
Okay, to the women who break the glass ceiling and pave the way for others after them, this is the Kick-Ass Women Making Waves segment. Okay, if you weren't tuned in last week to hear about the new segment, Kick-Ass Women Making Waves, well, I thought it was about time to introduce a weekly segment to recognise extraordinary achievements and contributions women have made and continue to make in our unbalanced world of the rail, mining, resources, STEM and construction industries. We live in an exciting period of history. The groundswell for change to a more gender-balanced world is growing, with people speaking up and demanding equal opportunity for all women in all walks of life. Women are making their own noise about equality and achievements in all sectors of industry in a world that often serves up extra hurdles for females. These women are trailblazers who, through courage and perseverance, challenge the status quo, defying societal norms with the love of their work and improving the quality of life for many. They are mothers, daughters, sisters. They are worthy to be honoured. So each week, I'm going to spotlight one of these extraordinary women who are making a difference and that are inspiring role models that we have the privilege to work alongside of every day. So this week, our Kick-Ass Woman Making Waves spotlight is on Jennifer Ward. Jennifer is the open pit supervisor at Newmont's Boddington Gold Mine over in Western Australia. Jennifer won the Thiess Outstanding Australian Tradeswoman or Operator for her strong leadership and influence on site and in the community in recent resource industry awards. Jennifer spent the early part of her career working as an education assistant with a focus on special needs education. And after 18 years in education, Jennifer joined the Newmont through the Indigenous Work Ready program. And Jennifer is now a haul truck operator, a crew trainer, and a step-up supervisor. And as a step-up supervisor, Jennifer has responsibility for 52 employees. And in this role, she is actively involved in coaching and mentoring crew members. And Jennifer is also well respected by the Indigenous community at Newmont Australia, Boddington, and has served as a mentor to many Indigenous people working on site. So congratulations, Jennifer Ward. You are a kick-ass woman making waves. Now, a shout-out to Kick-Ass Women Making Waves series is all about recognising that our success and where we are in life is at least somewhat thanks to the efforts, support, mentorship, love and encouragement of others. So if there's someone that you want to dedicate a shout-out to, nominate them. Kick-Ass Women Making Waves is built on recommendations and shout-outs from the industries. It's how we uncover these hidden gems. So if you or someone you know deserves recognition, please let me know here. Email me at Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au. Okay, so we're going to go into six steps to set boundaries between your work and personal life. So boundaries, we know they're important, but there's something far too many of us, despite our best intentions, struggle to set. We find ourselves scrolling through work emails during time we reserve for chipping away through the Netflix queue, or we spend hours of a sad day working on a project for our boss, even though it's supposed to be our day off. This crossing of the line between work and play doesn't just happen when your career trickles into your personal life. It can go the other way too. You might take a personal call during work hours or kill some time online shopping before your next meeting or your next shift. Of course, our lives aren't packaged into neat little compartments, and it's only natural that there's bound to be some blending between work and personal identities. In an ideal world, we could integrate the two rather than being obsessed with balancing them. But for those of us who require a black and white approach to time management, well, some firm guidelines are necessary to ensure that one element of our lives doesn't overwhelm the other. So here are six steps to help you set some much needed boundaries between your work and personal life. Number one, accept that you won't be perfect. This first step isn't meant to be discouraging, and it's an important one for you to accept before you move ahead with trying to separate your professional identity from your personal matters. Here's the brutal truth. You're not going to be perfect at this 100% of the time. There will be times when you answer an urgent work call on your holiday, or there will still be moments when you scroll through Instagram when you should be answering work emails or attending to work duties and tasks. Setting boundaries for yourself involves some serious changes in your routines and habits, which ultimately take a little bit of getting used to. So be a little forgiving with yourself in those moments when you don't keep a clear dividing line between work and play, and you'll be able to tackle the next steps with a positive attitude. Remember, progress over perfection, always. Step number two is recognize your limitations. Like you, I've read my fair share of advice on work-life balance, and practically none of it has accounted for each person's unique situation. After all, it'd be pretty much impossible to wrap all individual circumstances into one piece of advice. So perhaps you've read an article that says you should work at your peak productivity hours, but that's not doable for you because your office or your site doesn't offer a flexible schedule. Or maybe another piece suggests reserving evenings for pure relaxation, but that's not practical when you're always working the night shift. As with any advice, there isn't really a one-size-fits-all solution. Instead, it's important for you to take a good, hard look at your own situation and recognize your restrictions and limitations within your own schedule. Doing so right from the get-go will help you set an agenda and boundaries that work best for you and not everyone else. Step three is create a schedule. You know I love schedules and checklists. Now it's time to put your boundaries in writing. It might seem like an unnecessary step, but putting pen to paper will help you take your guidelines that much more seriously, making you all the more likely to actually respect them. In fact, studies show that people who wrote down their goals were over 80% more likely to actually achieve them. So if you've decided you're going to unplug from work each evening by 6 p.m, put a note on each day of your calendar as a friendly nudge and reminder to disconnect when it's that time. Do whatever you need to create a structure and schedule. Then make your best effort to stick to it. Step four, communicate clearly. Of course, it's not wise to change your entire structure and approach to work and assume that everybody else will just catch on and adjust. Instead, clear communication will be crucial for not only ensuring that you respect your newly set boundaries, but that other people do too. Will you no longer be handling work emails on the weekends? Give your colleagues a heads up or even set an out-of-the-office response. Are you putting an end to those two-hour lunches with a friend during the work week? Let her know that you'll now need to squeeze your get-togethers into the hour you're given or meet up after work or on your days off, whatever your schedule is. Make sure you communicate with other people who will be impacted by your newly set boundaries, and you'll have a much easier guilt-free time actually holding yourself to them. Step five, instill accountability. All too often, things come up that test our willpower and our commitment to the boundaries we've set. And if you don't think you have the inner wherewithal to hold yourself accountable, it might be helpful to call in some reinforcements. Now, this doesn't need to be anything formal or complex. If you're meeting a few friends for happy hour, tell them you want to enjoy your time without glancing at your phone, so they can remind you when you mindlessly reach for it. Or loop your desk mate in on the fact that you need to pack up and leave the office or job site by 6 p.m. in order to make it to that fitness class you've been meaning to attend for ages. We could all use a little help, encouragement, and some friendly nudges every now and then. Don't be afraid to loop other people in on your boundaries so they can help keep you accountable. Step 6, check in with yourself. Here's the tricky part. Our circumstances are always changing. This week won't be exactly like last week, and next month won't look exactly like this month. And needless to say, this can make it difficult to set rigid boundaries for yourself. Fortunately, creating boundaries between your work and personal life isn't a set it and forget it sort of thing. Instead, you should reserve some time to have some regular reflection periods, preferably every month, where you can check in on how you're feeling about your balance. Have you felt like you've overextended yourself at work, meaning there's almost no time for your personal passion? Is there something you've been meaning to make time for, yet keep pushing to the back burner? Do you have an upcoming holiday that's going to require you to work extra hours in the next 2 weeks in order to prepare? Most importantly, don't be afraid to adjust your boundaries when necessary. And that's crucial. Make time for these brief periods of thought and reflection, and you'll be able to adjust your boundaries when necessary. Remember, nothing is set in stone. When the ability to be constantly connected makes it that much more difficult to draw lines between work and your personal life, setting boundaries for yourself is more important than ever. But that doesn't mean it's easy. If you implement these 6 steps, you'll be able to move forward with all aspects of your life working together rather than against each other. So, do you set boundaries for yourself? And what works for you?
Hi, Glowgetters. We're Brenjo's Earthmoving, a professional earthmoving business specialising in a range of infrastructure works across a variety of industries, located in Mackay, Queensland. Here at Brenjo's, we're a family-owned company backed by an incredible team. We've seen firsthand the incredible benefits that come from promoting and supporting a diverse workplace. We're so proud to be sponsoring Kick-Ass Radio and Kick-Ass Women's Mission to support women entering into non-traditional roles and careers.
Take 5 time. So here are your take 5 tips for this week's Weybridge. Number 1 is get organised. Number 2, get enough sleep. Number 3, prioritise personal and family commitments. Negotiate balance. Number 4, build rituals to thrive. Number 5, know it won't always be perfect. Remember, we're striving for progress, not perfection. And your safety affirmation for the week? Balance is not something you find, it's something you create. Okay, so that's it, guys. I do hope you found the information a little more helpful and valuable, and it gives you a little bit more of an insight into the importance of creating your own work-life balance and boundaries. Know when to seek professional help. If your life feels too chaotic to manage and you're spinning your wheels worrying about it, talk to a mental health provider. If you have access to an employee assistance program, take advantage of these available services. Creating work-life balance is a continuous process as your family interests and work life change. Periodically examine your priorities and make changes, if necessary, to make sure you're keeping on track. 2020 has been challenging for everyone, and while a lot remains uncertain, we do know that meditation can help with stress, managing anxiety, and sounder sleep. 1 in 5 Australians are affected by mental illness annually, yet many don't seek help because of stigma. I'm not privy to the statistics for other countries, but it's relatively safe to say that they are up there also. During the COVID-19 pandemic, prioritising mental health and well-being has been more important than ever. And this World Mental Health Day is tomorrow, Saturday, October 10. The message is simple. Look after your mental health. So for World Mental Health Day, take the pledge to be kind to your mind. So here's three helpful tips to focus on your mental health this weekend and every week. Plan an enjoyable activity. It's important not to lose touch with things that give us pleasure. Plan to do some fun activities this weekend that make you feel joyful. For example, watch a comedy, take a relaxing bath, spend time out in the open, in the nature, or go to your favourite restaurant and have a feed. Connect with others. Find ways to connect with your friends and family. But those who are physically isolated, it's easy to become disconnected. Organise phone and video calls or do something nice for them. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is about learning to focus our awareness on the present moment. This can help you to accept your thoughts and feelings and let go of any future concerns or worries. Consider watching a video or listening to an audio or podcast to meditate. I hope you take a moment for yourself and feel a bit healthier and happier in the days ahead. I'd just like to also mention that October is National Safe Work Month here in Australia. So over the month, I'm going to do a safety share as we all need to commit to building safe and healthy workplaces. No one should be unsafe at work and no injury or death is acceptable. There is more that we can do and together we can make a difference. Preventing psychological injury at work during COVID-19. Workplace or work health and safety laws cover risks to psychological health too. Under workplace health and safety laws, employers must eliminate or minimise work-related risk to psychological health and safety so far as reasonably practicable. Dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic has been a stressful time for all. While you might not be able to help the stress workers are facing at home, you must eliminate or minimise the risk to psychological health and safety at work so far as reasonably practicable. So my safety message today is based on the four steps to preventing psychological injury at work. Step one, identify hazards. Identify the psychological hazards and risks by talking and listening to your co-workers, inspecting your workplace, taking note of how your co-workers and you interact, reviewing reports and records, and using tools to gather other information. Step two is assess the risks. Consider what could happen if you and your co-workers are exposed to the identified hazards and risks. And step three is control those risks. Where possible, eliminate the risk. This is always the safest option, but if it isn't possible, minimise the risk so far as reasonably practicable through planning and prevention. Step four is review and maintain the control measures. Maintain, monitor and review control measures regularly to ensure they remain effective. And consult with your managers and your line leaders and your co-workers throughout the process. You should all agree on consultation. As always, I really appreciate you guys giving your time to listen to this radio show. You can find more information on this episode in the show notes or on my social media pages. All right, lovelies, love having you all share your time with me. Come back next week where we're going to be talking about mindset. So make sure to follow me on my Kick-Ass Women or Joe Sainsbury social media pages, if you haven't already, where we will break down this week's episode throughout the week. And I would really love to hear from you guys. So show some love for your new radio show by leaving me a review on BBS Radio Network. Or you can send me an email. My email is Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au, or find me on Facebook at facebook.com/kickasswomenaustralia, and be sure to stay tuned in for the future episodes. Well, that's all for today's show. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kickass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well. You guys rock. Have an amazing day and evening. Keep in touch. Poscoms. Go on, get your glow on. Become a glow getter.